You may be seated, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to look at verse 14 again of Hebrews chapter 13. You know, as I look out over you this morning, I am reminded of how diverse you are. The only thing we have here in common today is the step of faith we took that brought us here. Other than that, there's nothing in common. We weren't down each other's throats when we were up north, in each other's pockets and houses when we were up north. We lived our own lives. And we find ourselves here today in the strange place of being thrust together with nothing in common and everything in common. Here, because by faith we took a move. And I want to begin by saying that because I want you to take a second breath on yourself and your frustrations and your temptations and where you are in your growth before God as you run your race with patience, and be patient. Not just with yourself, but you must be patient with yourself. And you can't be patient with yourself unless you understand the impatience. And then until you are patient with yourself, you can't be patient with anybody else. So if you're sitting here today and folks are irritating you and getting you on the nerves or your nerves, and perhaps you're developing a few itches of one sort or another, I'm here to say this morning, welcome to the human race. Your case isn't unique. Your problem isn't incurable, but your reality is blurred. Verse 14 of Hebrews 13 says something very amazing. A declaration that I wish every one of you would understand as you've never understood anything in your lives before. He says, for here on this earth, we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Of course, he's speaking of the city that God was preparing for his people, the promise given to Abraham, the hope that Job had, the desire that we all have in the life after the resurrection. Of course, he is just reminding them on the surface, as you just scratched the top of it, that he is speaking here about the fact that this really isn't it. And as good as it gets on earth, it's still short of it all. And that this life is about a taste today and a feast tomorrow. Amen. But if you are tempted by the evil one to try to have your feast today, not only will you spend your life running, but you'll spend your life disillusioned, because all the running in the world will not give you the feast. The feast is reserved for tomorrow, and the taste is reserved for today. And so he sums it up rather well, and I'm going to spend a few moments here. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Now this word continuing in the text is meno. And it literally means to stay. You have no reason to stay. And then he lists all the possible places you might be tempted to stay in his defining of this Greek word meno. He says, to stay, this Greek word means to stay perhaps in a given place, or to stay in a certain state of mind, or to stay in a relationship with someone, or to stay in a state of expectancy in this life. And then he says something else. He says, you have no reason to stay, as he defines this word, in thine own. You don't even have a staying place in yourself. So he says, because we don't have a staying place in our minds, our experiences, our homes, our relationships, our goals, our plans, because there's nothing there that continues on. It always falls short. It always lets us down. It always gets frustrating. It always turns us off. It always passes.